Hi, this week the question is there any standard of authority anymore? America is a free country. Everyone is entitled to have their own religious beliefs. This does not mean, however, that all religious beliefs are right. It just means that everyone is entitled to believe whatever he wishes to believe. To illustrate, everyone has the right to wear a watch. But this doesn't mean that all watches have the correct time. If two people have different times, either one or both of those people are wrong, but both cannot be right. Both may be very close to the same time, but if there's any difference, then one of them must be wrong. Now, how do we know who is right and who's wrong? Well, there's a standard by which to go, you see. There is a clock in Greenwich, England, which has the precise time, and from that standard, all the other watches in the world are set and compared to it. If there is a discrepancy, the clock in Greenwich is considered to be right, and all the other watches are considered to be wrong because the clock in Greenwich is the standard. Now, question, are there any standards in religion? Is there a reference point from which we can gauge religious beliefs? The answer is yes, there is. The Bible, the 66 books of Scripture known as the Holy Scriptures. In Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 10, when Satan was tempting Jesus, the Lord would quote from the Scriptures. He would say, "It is written." And Satan never argued. He himself knew that this was a standard. It was an infallible gauge from which to measure all beliefs in religion. In Matthew chapter 12, verses 1 through 8, when the enemies of Jesus were condemning him, Jesus quoted from the Scriptures, and those Pharisees became quiet and could not reply. Why? Because they realized that Scriptures were authoritative. They were the recognized standard of authority in religion. Why should the Scriptures be considered a standard of authority? Because they are the words of God Himself. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." The word inspiration means God breathed. The words of Scripture are authoritative because God breathed or spoke those words that were written down. 420 times in the Scriptures, the Bible says, "Thus says the Lord." And then the words of the Lord are recorded. God expected that we take the Scriptures, that we read them, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4, that we meditate upon them, 1 Timothy 4, verse 15, and then do what they say, James 1, verse 22. He expected us to use the Scriptures to settle our disagreements, Acts 15, verses 1 through 17. God expected us to honor the Scriptures by doing exactly what they say without altering their meaning, Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. The words of God were written down so that they could be referred to over and over again, so people could check and recheck what they say, so people could refer to them and ponder over what they say. But the Scriptures do not change. John 10, verse 35. Now, to illustrate, Clark Howard, a consumer advocate on the radio, always tells his audience to get things in writing. Why? Because when something is written down, first, people think more seriously about what they're saying. This is why we have to write out the words $100 on a check. We cannot just write the numerals, but we must write out the number in words. Bankers know that when people write the words out, that they're thinking more carefully about what they're writing, and they are less likely to make mistakes. Second, people cannot forget something that's written down. It's a permanent record. My friend, the written Word of God was thought over very carefully by God as it was being written. He wrote it exactly as He wanted it, and because it's written down, it does not change. We tend to think that everything is changing, but the Word of God is not changing. It's a permanent record of what God wants. And because the Word of God contains the exact, precise wording of God's will, and because it's written down in permanent form, the written Scriptures are the standard of authority. Now, what does this mean to you and me in a practical way? It means that some things being done in the name of religion are simply wrong. Anything that goes against what the Scriptures say is wrong. Now, the Scriptures say that miracles would end with the completion of the New Testament Scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Therefore, anyone saying that miracles are still possible is wrong. Miracles are not being done, and they are not possible. Why? Because the Scripture says so. Will you believe it? Will you allow the Scriptures to be the standard of authority? If you say, I've seen miracles in my own life and with my own eyes, and I know that they still exist, then you are not allowing the Scriptures to be the standard of authority. You're allowing your experiences and your personal observations to become your standard. Remember, the Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7. And if you must choose to believe what the Bible says, God's standard of authority, or you must choose to believe what you think you're seeing with your own eyes, then what will your standard of authority be? Will you walk by faith or will you walk by sight? Now, the Scriptures say that baptism in water is for the remission of sins, Acts 2, verse 38. Therefore, if you have been baptized for any other reason than for the forgiveness of sins, you're not saved from your sins. If you say, there are millions and millions of Christian people who have never been baptized for the remission of sins, then your standard of authority is not the Scriptures, but popular vote. Jesus taught plainly that the way to heaven is narrow, and only a few will enter it, Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. You must choose to believe what the Bible says, God's standard of authority, or you must choose to believe fallible men. The choice is yours, but the Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar, Romans 3, verse 4. Many more examples could be given, but this is enough to illustrate the point. The Scriptures are the standard of authority, not our feelings, not our thoughts, not majority vote, not what we think we're seeing with our own eyes. Remember, magicians and illusionists make millions of dollars each year convincing people that they're seeing something that's not really happening. We cannot trust our eyes, but we can trust the Scriptures because they came from God. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.